You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You can always leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be taking another quiz with our good buddy Dom Lee, who is in Madison right now on the ones and twos. And 8 feet away from Dom Lee is Mr. Pete Schwabba. They are both in Madison. I am in Radio Park in Racine. We are formulating and creating the Yaderhe straight line, straight back and forth, because there's no triangle this time. He's not.
Still works.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's fine. There's a triangle in our heart, and our doctors are worried. But we are here with you this evening in this second hour, and we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap. And before we get to our question of the night and read your text messages, it is time to give you the keyword to our Win Your Way In to the Milwaukee Film Festival, where you have your shot to win a pair of tickets to go to this year's Milwaukee Film Festival starting April 16th through the 30th. You can check out their lineup at mkefilm.org. But here's what you do. Get yourself ready, because once I give you the word, you're going to text it in for your chance to win. You'll have this entire hour to do so, and spelling does count. So here is the keyword. Fest, F-E-S-T, as in let's go to the Milwaukee Film Fest this year. Text in the word fest, F-E-S-T, right now for your chance to win two tickets to go to a movie at the Milwaukee Film Festival this year. Good luck to you. Again, the word is fest, F-E-S-T. Spelling counts, capitalization does not. And good luck to you. And there will be another contest next week for an even bigger prize, but you got to stick around for that. We'll talk more about that on Monday. But again, the word is fest. Good luck.
Brett is already, he's the first one in with the keyword, for what that's
Boom.
Worth.
Look at that. Brett crushing from Brown it. Deer. Look at that.
Crush.
I don't know what I'm talking about here. Oh, and by the way, too, don't forget, folks, got an idea for a story, a guest, want to let us know about maybe a Nightlight Movie Club suggestion, because we'll be taking your Nightlight Movie Club suggestions as well. You can always get in touch with us by emailing the show, nightlight@civicmedia.us, nightlight@civicmedia.us. All right, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. But we have ourselves a question of the night to get to, Pete, right?
We do. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about it. Who is your favorite musical solo artist? Let us know. Call or text 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Again, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. So let us know who your favorite solo artist is. And as Pete said earlier, it could be someone like, you know, Gauguin or Picasso or someone else, because he said artist, and we're just using that word liberally now. But yeah, Pete, what about you? Who, I mean, okay, hold on. Before you answer
holding.
That, we're taking Bruce Springsteen out of the equation, because I feel like that's an easy answer, because you've talked great deal how much you love him. So if Bruce Springsteen, he's retired to the Legends Hall of Fame for you. Who's next?
He's kind of not a solo. He is a solo. He's done his own solo albums, and he is the guy. But I kind of agree with that. He's on my list, but he's not. Here's my list, and you guys need to help me, because I'm trying to whittle this down, okay. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's very hard to choose. I've got Scott Joplin.
Oh, wow. Going back.
Love the ragtime.
Hey, okay. I was going to say to Dom, I'll give you $1,000 in Bitcoin if you could tell me who Scott Joplin was.
I suspect we'll hear some at the next break, though. I hope, Dom.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Here's some of that ragtime jazz.
Tony Bennett.
Right.
Almost more than Sinatra. There's something about his voice that it's got just a touch of grit that Sinatra does not have. Love Tony Bennett.
I get that.
And then I've got Stevie Wonder and Prince and Stevie Nicks. I've got those three. I know I need one, so I'll probably just go with Scott Joplin, because I haven't talked about him yet on Nightlight. And his music just makes my soul very happy.
It is very, very good music. It's music you can't be sad listening to Scott Joplin. It's very
it's over 100 years. I mean, it's ragtime is so old and has stood the test of time. It's brilliant. So that's what I would say. What about you?
Dom, what about you? Who is your favorite artist? You always say that like we just asked you now.
Were you
had
surprised,
the whole
Dom?
Day.
No,
the whole day,
I didn't
Dom.
See that one coming.
You know, didn't mean to get in the way of you thinking about a big arch, okay? I know you got big arches on your mind. It's not like...
He's got his damn Chicago Bears sweatshirt on. That's the problem, Greg.
I'm repping it.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm just going to say this real quick. Remember earlier this week when you wore a sweatshirt in the studio and by the end of the show you were like, I'm on fire right now? I don't know why you... continually do not learn lessons.
My hands are really balmy.
It's hot in this studio.
Is, yeah.
And I'm not wearing wool. I do have long underwear on.
Grand.
I would say, my favorite solo, I did it again. My favorite solo artist, Paul McCartney. I really like Paul McCartney. I really,
that's
really
a good one.
I love all the songs. Good. Another Day. Oh,
Mr. Bach.
Love all, and he's got a new album out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About
yes.
Time.
All right. Absolutely. Yes.
About time. Yeah, because he's really been slacking. Boy, talk about a guy who rests on his laurels, all right. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Could.
Ugh. His best stuff was with Wings. I won't be argued with. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite artist is John Coltrane. Always.
Ooh, nice. I didn't even consider the jazz guys. What the heck is wrong with John Coltrane?
You did too.
Fantastic.
Scott Joplin.
Ragtime, okay. Yeah. But the music I have on the most at my house is jazz because... I can write when jazz is on because you can't really follow it. You know, it's like, distracts you less, unless it's something you really know.
No, I can't. I can't even listen to jazz. Like, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I cannot remember his name right now. He's one of our guests, and I feel bad because he was a great guest. But I talked about the fact that I can't listen to almost any music while trying to do something. I have to listen to drum and bass. Because the nature of its setup allows me to do what I need to do. Whereas I'm listening to jazz, I'm sitting there going, "Oh, the drums are doing that. And here come the saxophones," and I'm just I lose all concentration. But for me, John Coltrane is the number one. Next to John Coltrane, very close second is David Bowie.
Wow, great choice. I was surprised you didn't say Phil Collins though a little bit.
Phil Collins, when I think of Phil Collins, I think of him as Genesis. Like, I know he's a very famous solo artist, but to me, when I think of Phil Collins, he is the drummer of Genesis first and foremost.
Okay.
And his solo work is great, but when I enjoy Phil Collins the most is when I listen to him, whether he's the lead singer or just solely the drummer of the band. But I wouldn't say he's even in my top five, like, for solo artists.
Sure.
But, definitely, excuse me, John Coltrane and David Bowie. There's a whole mess of others as well, but
it's
those
hard,
are the two that always stick out for me. But when you're listening to jazz at home, like, what's the kind of jazz? Is it bebop, hard bop? Is it soft jazz, like cool jazz? Like, what is it?
Well, I have an iHeart app I use for jazz, and I do K-Jazz from Los Angeles, and it's all over the place. Sometimes it's bebop. Sometimes it's that jazz fusion I'm not a huge fan of, but... a lot of times it's just like Coltrane or Miles Davis or whatever, and it's just I have that on almost all the time at my house. I like mood music. Music and lighting is the biggest thing about my house. I always have it well lit, and I have great music. In case someone wants to come in and have a cigarette and a martini, my crib is ready to go.
Let's do it, Greg.
Yes. I brought a pack of Lucky Strikes and some old... and some Fleischmann's. Let's get some turned.
Fleischmann's. We've got Tucker, our senior producer, who says Prince. That was one
there
of the
go.
Ones I was having trouble taking off my list, which seems sacrilegious. But I did pull up a Rolling Stone top 50. They had Elvis at 12th, which I thought was interesting, and they had Bob Dylan as number one. And I kind of
interesting.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but
I mean,
those
I don't like any time they do those lists because they're always so like when the top guitarist one came out a couple years ago, oh my gosh, the guitar community like lost their minds because some of those people were on the list. You're like, really? That's who you have on the list? Okay, I guess. But yeah, I mean, one of the songs that our guest, Marta Hansen, Tori Amos, I love her. I absolutely love her so much.
Yeah.
I've seen her so many times in concert. She puts on an amazing show, whether she'll tour by herself or she'll tour with a full band. It's always, I've seen her twice each time. So it's fantastic performances from her.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. We have some texts we should probably get to, guys. You want to read that?
Yeah,
Dom, you want to start us off with
I think we only have one more left.
Yeah, we got Anna from Madison. Says, hi, Pete and Greg. My favorite solo artist is Linda Ronstadt. She has a lot of great artists. My favorite one is Blue Bayou.
That's a great one. And we do have Tyler.
And she gave us the Eagles. She gave us the Eagles. Mm-hmm.
Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Yep. The Eagles were her backup band. They were
is that
Glenn
true?
Frey and yeah. What do I gain from lying? Don
a lot.
Henley and well, no, not yes. I'm going to tell a lie right now.
Don't
on
grifting.
The air.
Grifting is the number one profession right now in America. Greg.
Grifting,
I'm just saying
grifting
you should cash
is if
in
I
on
made.
This.
How am I making money off of this besides the paycheck I get? Okay, not making money by from Big Eagles.
not with that
no,
attitude.
Don Henley and Glenn Frey were in her backup band, and then they went on to because she covered Desperado and. They basically went on and became the Eagles. Or some people were like, it's just Eagles. They're not the Eagles. Okay. We're fine.
Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact. Fun fact on that.
I know a lot of stupid musical trivia. So are there any more? I think we have a couple more.
Yeah, we got a couple that just came.
Yeah, we got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids said Cat Stevens all by himself.
I like a lot of Cat Stevens stuff. That's great. Yeah.
And we also have Matt from Eau Claire, says the recently departed Todd Snyder. Anyone with his guitar mm-hmm. skills that can tell a story, play harmonica, and be politically relevant with genius lyrics like this man has to make the list.
Okay.
And there you go. Yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go. Yeah. We love it. If you have any other suggestions, please let us know.
Yeah.
I've got some Facebook ones we'll get to in a little while, but we'd love to. I mean, also, if there's just artists out there that you want to suggest, too, like if there's a great solo artist that you enjoy, maybe not everyone knows who they are.
Absolutely.
There you go. I mean, there's a lot of great singer-songwriters out there who deserve their. I mean, especially nowadays. I mean, one of the things Marta was talking about, it's really hard to get noticed out there because there are so many. It's weird. There's so many platforms to be seen. So now it's like, all right, how do I get seen? Because
right.
everyone's performing all the time, whether you're on your social media, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on late nights, it's very difficult. So if there's a name out there that we should be in touch with, we should know about,
or
drop
have
a text
on the show.
Give us a call.
Yeah
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got Scott Lieburn on Facebook says George Strait.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Country artist. Yeah.
Yes.
Rock Love rap artist Matt Harper in Green Bay says Aaron Lewis. I don't know that, Greg. Do you know Aaron Lewis?
Aaron Lewis is the lead singer of Stained. I liked Stained back in the early 2000s, but that's fine if you like him. But his politics are very extreme for my taste. He's kind of a right wing. What's the word I'm looking for? A right wing person. I don't want to hang out with.
Are his politics in his lyrics?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, unabashed. And, yeah. and they're not good. Like, and they're not even written well. That's the thing. It's like, oh, wow, a 10th grader wrote this. So, yeah. But he has more hits than I do. He plays more shows than I do. And he's just not my cup of tea. If you like that kind of stuff, go for it.
Stacey Sue says Whitney Houston, John Denver, and Johnny Cash. All
okay.
fantastic. Stacey Sue also says Andrea Bocelli. Nice. And Stacey Sue also says Israel from Hawaii. Yeah, he's the one
Israel
that
from...
sings I See Children.
Oh,
Beautiful World.
What a wonderful world. Yeah, yeah.
That's a great time.
Well, we'll get to more of your text messages and your Facebook messages and your live stream messages and maybe a phone call if you'd call in later on or during the show. It's fine because when we come back, we'll be taking another Dom Lee quiz on the other side. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close. Play that ragtime, friends.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight here on Civic Media with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
All I ever wanted.
You know what's funny is that people... If people listen to the podcast version of this, they're not going to hear any of the music. So they're going to be like, what are they doing? They are insane. But you're listening right now or watching on the live stream, so you get to hear us sing Depeche Mode. Wait for it. Poorly. But you're
hey,
listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park and Racine, and all the way in Madison at HQ is Pete Schwabba and Dom Lee. Dom is on the boards right now. He's doing the ones and twos, and we are taking your calls and suggestions and your thoughts on who your favorite solo artist is. That is the question of the night. So you can call in, you can text in. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And the keyword Right now, for this hour, the final day of your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival starting next week on April the 16th. The keyword is fest, F-E-S-T, fest. Text that in right now for your chance to win. Good luck. And if you want to check out the lineup, go to mkefilm.org. Now I just want to listen to music. Like, do that thing when you were kids, like, sit in the bedrooms and just play music. Like, you got to listen to this one, man. What about this one, man? Oh, this is a good song.
Yeah, here's what I'm thinking. We've got, Dom and I have the place to ourselves, Greg.
Ooh.
Here, I'm thinking 80s movie. You get in the car, you road trip over here, and we just have a big blowout party. We pull a keg into
I'm
the
down
studio.
For that. Yeah.
And it's one of those things. Here's what we did, too. I looked at Dom earlier, and I said, you thinking what I'm thinking? Like a bad beer commercial. And he's like, party.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep.
That sounds like the Schmitz gay commercial sketch from Saturday Night Live.
If you're thirsty and gay.
And you're gay. Check out Schmitz gay. Oh, my God. It's one of the best commercials ever. So we are happy to listen to your thoughts on your favorite artist, your favorite solo artist. But right now, it's time to get to yet another Dom Lee quiz.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Okay. I thought you were going to say something there, Pete.
Dom, no. Just listening to you breathe as always. Like,
just getting ready.
All right, let's do this thing. You guys are against each other yet again, all right? This is called Real or Fake Headlines, all right? You guys are going to read a headline and then have to guess if it's real or made up, okay?
We have to read it?
No, I will read it, and you guys will just decide if it's real or fake, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Now, how do we do the first one, the answer? Do we each get to take a crack at it? Because last time I was accused.
Yes. Then how about that? Greg will go first this time, because you went first last time, okay? I remember that in my brain bank.
This just feels like we can each say, like, true or false, or fake or real, and whomever gets it right gets it right.
Exactly, this time it doesn't matter who's first or second. So, first question, is it real or fake? A German street was covered in chocolate after a leak from a chocolate factory. That's what it is. Greg, you're up first. Real or fake?
I'm gonna say it's real. I'm going to say it's real.
Okay.
Pete?
I'm going to say it's real, too.
You guys both get a point. You guys both get a point. Yes, it actually really, there was 1 ton of chocolate leaked from a chocolate factory in Westonen, Germany. Covering
a ton of chocolate leaked?
Yes, leaked. And it went all over the pavement. Yes.
Sounds like a delicious catastrophe.
When reached for comment, the owner said, I got to get the Oompa Loompas on this right now because we got kids coming over.
I want to be there. But all right, second question. Okay. You guys, it's 1-1.
All right. All right.
A gorilla in the San Diego Zoo learned to knit from one of the zookeepers. Real or fake? Pete?
It's so weird. I want to say real, but I'm going to say fake.
Okay.
I'm saying real. I'm saying
Greg
real.
Greg is saying real. It is fake. The story is false, you know? So Pete gets a point. It's 2-1.
Thank you, Dom.
There we go.
I don't want to thank you.
I hate
but...
both of you right now.
Greg, you're 0-2 here. You need
no,
a return.
No, I'm not. I'm 1.
That's
I'm
true.
One.
I'm overall, you know, overall.
Yeah.
But, okay. All right. Third.
I'm taking away my victory.
Third question. Real or fake? A runner back in 2023 completed the London Marathon by running backwards the whole entire time. Is that real?
Wait, repeat that one again.
Yes. Someone who participated in the London Marathon ran backwards the whole way and completed the marathon. Real or fake?
Oh, I'm going to say it's real.
Okay.
I'll say fake.
And that is real. Greg gets the point.
I feel like I would have heard about that.
It's true. It was a dad.
I feel like in this world, there's someone who's going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not surprised at all someone did it.
Yeah. On top of that, he was dressed as a gorilla suit during the entire thing.
Now, that's a key element you left out, Dom. I probably would have changed my guess.
Do you know what actually annoys me about that story is that he's so able to run a marathon forwards. He's like, I'm going to go backwards and dress in a gorilla suit. And now here I am just like, hey, can the stairs not be so hard on my knees? Thank you. Okay.
Right. So impressive. Yeah.
Quit showing off.
All right. So
I have a gorilla suit.
I think we have time to do two more questions. All right, guys.
Questions. Okay, all right, cool.
Real or fake? Ice cream parlor.
That's his answer.
In Germany. In Germany offers cricket flavored ice cream scoops. Real or fake?
Say that, an ice cream factory in Germany, another German ice cream?
An ice cream parlor in Germany.
What's going on over there?
Offers cricket flavored ice cream scoops.
I'll just say real. I'll say real.
I'm going to say real as well.
you guys both get the point. Woo-hoo! It is real. Yes. It's available at Thompson Michelone's store in the southern German town of Rottenburg.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not going to get cricket flavored ice cream.
Hard pass. No, thank you.
All right. One more question really quick. Woman murders roommate for sending too many Candy Crush requests. Is that story real or fake?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with fake just because I've been saying real this whole time. And I don't know why I'm like doing this, but I'm going to go with fake.
I'll say real.
And it is fake. Oh, wow.
That seems a little irrational.
Greg is up.
So irrational it didn't happen.
Greg is up by one.
Is he up?
Yes.
Okay.
He is up by one.
Congratulations, right. Greg.
So this is just half the quiz. We're going to come back from the break and do the rest of it, right, Dom?
Yes, we are. Absolutely. Okay. All right. 100%. Yes.
When we come back after the news, we're going to do more of Dom's real or fake headline quiz here on Civic Media's very own program called Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. Let us know your thoughts on your favorite musical solo artist. Text it in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still lots of great programming ahead. Stay tuned. Stay close. More quiz coming up in a moment. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to us live from Radio Park in Racine and HQ, World Headquarters of Civic Media in Madison, where Pete and Dom are right now. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we have everything being wrapped up with the nightcap, so don't go anywhere. We're having a really good time doing one of Dom's wonderfully curated quizzes. Tonight, it's real or fake headlines. We'll get to your text messages in just a moment, but let's get back to that quiz already in progress.
Let's do it. All right. So we are on question six. All right. So
all right.
We have
question number six. Six.
All right. A real or fake. A baby born in California was named Heart Eyes Emoji, Heart Eyes Emoji, Heart Eyes Emoji. Real or fake? Anyone can go ahead.
I'm going to say real.
Okay.
I'm just going to say fake.
And that is fake. So you got
that
it right.
That sounded like one. Oh, it's fake. So yeah. I got it right.
You got it right.
So wait.
Yes.
Oh, because the. Okay.
Yeah, it's,
you were
really
ready to be incredulous and upset.
I was.
Before you were saying, you were like, no, you're right.
Not
you're
at
right.
all. It was to give Dom credit because the emoji is very much of his generation. I thought maybe that's one he.
Mm-mm. Obviously, you've never texted with my mother.
She
loves an emoji.
Yes.
Loves an
emoji. I like
emoji.
An emoji.
Yeah.
All right. So right now we are tied.
We tied?
Yeah, okay. Tied 4-4. All right. So
no
all right.
pressure, Greg. No pressure.
Question seven.
All right, Pete.
Woman sues restaurant after being served bottomless mozzarella sticks and not finding the bottom. Real?
I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true on that one.
Oh, it could definitely happen.
Yeah.
thinking about it.
I'll just say false.
That is false. You got it right, Pete. You're up
See,
5
it's the
to
Italian.
4.
I knew Dom was tapping into his Italian ancestry.
I don't know what had that anything to do with that, buddy. I have no idea what that did. But
mozzarella.
I do know. I thought it was true. Well, I'm aware of cheese. I'm just saying, like, I've seen stories where people get upset where the restaurant will say something like, no, you're done. Like,
yeah.
It's not all you can eat, it's all you care to eat. Like, right. It's a thing where they will say, you're done eating here, and they're like, but I paid for this.
Right.
I paid for this food. All of these scrambled eggs are mine.
Exactly. I have to say, guys, I'm sorry, I got a Brett on the text line said, real or fake, idiot starts war to cover up sex crime.
That one's real. Ding, ding, ding,
we
ding,
both
ding,
get a point.
Yeah, that's a ding. Right.
Do I get a half a point for agreeing?
All right, guys, we're gonna keep it going.
All right, so Pizza Head right now.
Yes, he is 5-4.
Yep.
Question
okay.
eight. Florida yeah. man. That's not never good to start with. Florida man charged with assault after throwing an alligator through Wendy's drive-through window. Fake or real headline?
I'm going true because it's Florida man and an alligator. I just feel like
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
All right, I'll say true as well.
And that is true.
Okay.
You can never go wrong with the Florida. Yes, you can never go wrong with that. That's an easy one.
really quick, one of the wonderful people, Amanda, on our production team says, in case you guys haven't mentioned it, Artemis 2 just detached and is on its way to splashdown. So they are almost back from their 10-day mission, just about to hit to the water, and welcome home. I hope the moon was cool to look at.
I'm glad they got that toilet issue solved too. That
Me was too. Oh my goodness gracious, stinky space.
All right, we're going to keep it going then.
Let's keep going. Yeah.
Two more questions, all right?
All right.
Six scientists swallowed Lego heads to see how long it takes for them to doo-doo them out. Real or fake?
I'm going to say, I'm going to say fake, and I'll tell you why. Even if I'm wrong, I'll tell you why I think it's fake, but okay.
Okay. Pete?
All right.
See, I could be conservative here and just guess whatever Greg guesses and assure myself of a win, but I'm not that kind of guy. I'm going to say, what did Greg say?
Mind your business. Answer the question.
Ooh, okay. I was going to wait.
It sounds like scientists are too smart to do that, but they can be a little quirky. I'm going to say that's true.
And that is true. That is correct.
I can't believe that.
That is correct.
See,
it's
I thought it was fake because I figured six scientists wouldn't do it. If you said one scientist, I'd be like,
exactly.
But why six?
I mean, think about the damage that like,
there's no damage. Like, those things are tiny.
It could mess up your colon.
It's the size of a piece of corn that doesn't process through your body.
Sharp edge. It's a Lego. Ow.
It's a Lego head, right? A Lego head?
Yep,
you
a
said?
Lego head. Yep.
No, it's Lego head is smooth. It's not, it has no sharp edges.
Definitely true, then. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you heard it here,
I'm
folks. Next Monday, Pete will swallow a Lego head
Lego
to prove
contest.
Science.
The bottomless Legos, and I'm going to sue if I can't.
Well, Pete, unfortunately, I think you already lost.
Who?
No.
Greg.
Greg.
Okay. Greg, sorry, yes.
Why? Why did I lose already?
Because
your
he was up
quizzes
by,
suck?
He was up by... got two right in a row. Let's do the last one. All right, let's do it. Last question. An Arkansas woman used government funds to buy her dog a tuxedo. Real or fake?
Use government funds.
You pulled a real Brett Favre here.
Yeah. True.
True. That is true.
Wow.
You're right. Wow, Pete. You're good at quizzes. You are.
I'm good at this one, but it's not.
Hey,
I don't
Dom, I'm sitting right here, buddy. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting right here. He can hear you.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Is there any victory music or what do I get for this?
I mean, I guess not really. I'll think of some.
Well, this quiz really went downhill real fast. Is there a win? Is there a prize? No, you get nothing. You get absolutely nothing except just knowing that Greg sucks at Dom's quizzes. Because I think this is the third one I've lost.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just
Shut
saying
up.
That because I won. I'm saying that because,
again,
you know.
God.
We have to have like a quiz that's like, I don't know.
No, don't even say that because you know I'll fail
fine,
that one too.
Well, the next quiz will be called Things About Greg's Life.
Yes.
I'll fail that immediately. That quiz will be that quiz. Every yes or no or whatever the answer is will be followed by me going, wait, really? That's what.
But we could make radio history if we did something like that.
Really?
I'm always trying to make radio history. One way
swallow a Lego head on air.
You know what? If I didn't know that the edges that there were no edges, I would have guessed the other way. But I thought, who's gonna do that? You know, I don't know.
Six scientists apparently.
Six scientists, yeah,
exactly. Crazy.
Six people with more education probably than all of us put together. So. We got some more answers on the Facebook here. On my Facebook page, I posted the question as well. The question of the night is, who is your favorite musical solo artist? Billy Dave Armchair said Beck. That's a great artist. I saw Beck in Chicago with the Flaming Lips as his backup band, and it was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, turn tables and a microphone, baby.
Oh, my goodness gracious, yes. Joseph McClear, friend of the show, friend of Civic Media, says, oh, man, that's tough. I'll go with Dylan, but Neil Young is right there.
Okay.
I love Neil Young. And then finally, my buddy Bill that I went to high school with says one word, four letters, two syllables, Ozzy.
Okay. That's awesome. Mike Desitel on Facebook, a regular texter and a pal of mine, says Neil Diamond, hands down. He is being very decisive there. It is not up for discussion. Dan Thine, my buddy, says Robert Bro, who is a mutual friend of ours, who was an opera singer and has been on Nightlight and sang beautifully, Robert Bro. And Robert Bro responded saying, Daniel Francis Thine, you're the man. Robin's not, when you're called a great solo artist, you're not going to argue that. You're not going to say, oh, I object. Rich LoCascio, our pal from right there. Do you ever see Rich there in Racine?
All the time. Right? Okay. Yeah, all the time. He, like, where I am in my studio, he's right down the hall.
Wow. Does he ever talk about me?
All can't shut up about you, swear to God. Sometimes I think he wants it to be Pete Schwabba and Rich LoCascio on Nightlight. My gosh. He's gunning for my job.
He wants to wrestle me, I think. And not in a weird way. He truly wants to square off and throw down, you know.
I wasn't thinking in a weird way.
I think all wrestling is in a weird way. That's just me.
Really? Oh, see, I love wrestling.
Well, who do you think is going to win?
What do you like? Do you like the real stuff? Like college NCAA wrestling?
Greco-Roman? No, of course not.
Not fake, because Rich will get mad if I say that. But because it's not fake. It's real.
It's predetermined outcomes with
correct. Yes. And it's a show. It's theater. It's great. So
I enjoy AEW. That's the promotion I enjoy if we're talking about like major promotions. I don't like WWE. I think that company is run by scumbags, but whatever.
Okay.
I like AEW. I don't get to watch it as much as I used to, and I'd love to go to a live event, but unfortunately, we were talking about this earlier in the top three stories. Tickets to wrestling and tickets to anything is so expensive. So expensive that now it's like there comes a point where the cost of that outweighs the joy you're going to feel because you want to think to yourself, oh, this better be like $300 worth of fun or however much it is. Like concerts even too. Like I can't think about going to a concert that's in a venue larger than like 2,000 people because then it's like, oh, I got to sell my car to buy these tickets.
And you don't even really enjoy it when you're putting that much money down. You're I mean, I would do a sporting event with my family if we could make a weekend out of it. But like we were talking recently about going somewhere for my parents' anniversary. It's like, and they want to go to a Cubs game. Well, to go in one day and come back and spend $1,000?
Well, I mean,
I'm not doing that.
Well, that's also, I mean, from Marinette to Chicago and the way back, that's what? That's you're 3 hours from me, right?
We can make it to 4 hours, let's say, to Wrigley. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some fast drive. Okay.
Depending on Chicago traffic. But you could also do what we've been doing lately is, like, I've driven in big cities my whole life. I'm just done with it. I take the train from Milwaukee, and then we, you know, Uber it from the Amtrak station or something. But
that's a perfect way to do it. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's way too expensive. And that's the unfortunate part because, like, there's a lot of concerts I want to go see, but I just sit back and go, oh, they're coming to, like, you know, an arena or a stadium. So, no, it's not happening at all. Then we have chances to see people like Marta Hansen. There are a lot of great shows out there with local bands that are like $5, $10 or $20. And it's worth it.
Even $20
to support
local.
Yeah, it's super, super worth it to support local music in your area. And every area has got great bands. So
absolutely.
That's the end of my diatribe, trying to divert attention from the fact that I once again lost a quiz. So
you're pulling a real Trump there.
Yeah, I'm really Trumping
this
one here, man.
Focus off the quiz.
We can take our cameras to my house where my wife has got a press conference going right now about her relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell. She's never met her.
Is this really just to divert Greg's loss of the quiz?
No.
We do have some live stream comments as well. Sydney Politics says, tallest man on earth. Happy New Year. I don't know what tallest man
I don't know
on earth
what that
means.
Is. Sadly, I know what he means by Happy New Year because it's
Me
only
too.
April, but that's our inside joke with our pal Sydney. Yeah, I don't know what tallest man on earth means.
Maybe that's the tallest man on earth is a Swedish singer-songwriter.
Oh, wow.
And he looks so forlorn and he looks like he loves Depeche Mode. He just looks sad.
Oh, wow.
This is my kind of music. All right, cool.
Here's one too on the stream, Greg, I loved. Jane Spitfire just says, hello all, exclamation point. Hello, Jane. It is great to have you with us tonight.
Hello. Thank you. We really, really enjoy that you're a part of us. Thank
you,
everyone. When we come back from a very short break, grab yourself some water, maybe a snack, because we're going into the nightcap, rounding it all up for the weekend because it's Friday, everybody.
Casual Friday.
Don't forget, if you haven't already, it's Casual Friday. I'm sorry, branding. If you haven't already, text the word FEST, F-E-S-T. If you haven't, for a chance to win two tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival starting next week, April 16th. Don't go anywhere. You're listening or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media,
Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Nightcap here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. You can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Folks, you still have an opportunity to text the keyword in for the Win Your Way into the Milwaukee Film Festival. Your chance to win two tickets to a movie at the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is going on April 16th through the 30th. The word tonight is fest. F-E-S-T, as in, let's go to the Milwaukee Film Fest. If you want to check out their newly released lineup, go to mkefilm.org. Check that out. Text in the word fest right now. If you haven't, you have a few more minutes left. Good luck. And next week, there will be another contest with a bigger prize. But you got to come back for that.
What?
Don't go anywhere. That's what they call a tease.
I love it.
They call it tease in this business. All right. Now, really quick, before we get on to more texts and more messages from y'all, very excited about Monday, Pete, because our buddy, Civic Media's very own Dan Schaefer, will be on the show to talk about Milwaukee Day, which is Tuesday, April 14th. Get it?
Yeah.
414.
Love it.
He's got an upcoming live event he'll be talking about as well, so come on back. We'll be here 5 to 7, as always, Monday through Friday, but Dan Schaefer will be our guest on Monday for Nightlight. All right. Do we have any final text messages, Dominic?
We do. We have a couple. We have Nick texting in from WMDX. He said, Augustus Pablo, Sistus Sensei, John Coltrane, and Miles Davis are all also very good. And for blues, I would say Buddy Guy and B.B. King. One of my favorite rockers would be Jimi Hendrix.
Pretty solid list. Yeah.
That's a solid list there. There you go.
My mom is texting in. She says James Taylor is great, and so is Kenny Rogers. Love them. I know I'm old school. I know you are.
You're great, Christine.
And she must be excited to see Dom Lee in person tomorrow. Greg, did you know Dom is going back to his old stomping grounds tomorrow? Tonight, actually, right?
Absolutely. Oh, okay. Yes.
I had no idea. See, I'm not privy to these conversations, you guys, when you're in Madison.
I'm here in Racine.
Yeah. And you're sharing quiz answers together because you're that close.
Okay.
I call a farce. All right. I think we have a couple more there.
Yeah, we have, we got one more. We have Eric texting in from Madison, says Stevie Wonder as well.
That's awesome.
There you go. All right.
Christine is your mom.
Yes.
Dom, you're a genius. Dom, you didn't even read the text where Matt called you a genius.
I don't like to.
I'll read it.
Yes, go ahead.
From Eau Claire says, Dom, you're a genius. Please do pass on the Larry Hagle suggestion.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that means.
I'll pass it on.
All right. We've got heads up, Dom. Monday, they will ask you another question.
Thanks, Brett.
Oh, man. Brett's here.
And then Dom will do this. Ooh.
Did not expect this at all.
Ooh, there's a question.
Wrestling announcer extraordinaire, our buddy Rich Lacasio says Billy Joel. I'm surprised we didn't hear more Billy Joel tonight, Greg.
There you go.
Vince Maranto says Elvis, another one I thought we'd maybe hear more of tonight. Robert Bro says Dan Fogelberg. Love Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah.
And Beth Wallach posted a
meme. Oh, Beth.
Okay. Do you know who that is, Greg?
Beth is wonderful. She is a big fan of comedy in Milwaukee.
I love it. But I don't get the meme. I don't know who that is.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know what the meme says. What does it look like?
Well, it doesn't say anything. It's a picture of a dude in a cowboy hat.
Maybe it's a country music singer.
Probably is. Travis Tritt? George Strait? George
Conway? Travis Tritt does not.
Billy Bob Davis?
Okay, stop it. Travis Tritt does not wear cowboy hats if you knew anything.
I don't know anything about country music.
Really?
Not really. Really? Some old country, but I don't know the new stuff very well.
Well, Travis Tritt's not. Okay. All right.
I just don't care. So keep coming after me. It's fine.
Oh, it's just some dude. I don't know who that is. All right. So, Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that when it comes to quizzes from Dom, I own him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm laying down the gauntlet.
Dom. I am onto him.
I thought we were together here.
We are. We're
what
pals.
Are you doing? Right. You're insulting him.
Rich Lacasio's text inspired me to get all wrestly and start
calling
people out.
You're going to cut a promo right now? Yeah. You're going to cut a promo on Dom, the guy who let you in because the questions are easy?
Whoa. Now you're... Okay.
See, that's how you cut a promo.
He's insulting you too, Dom. So
I don't even...
Take that into consideration when
I'm blocking it out.
Dom, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that the Artemis is just detached and is on its way to splash right now. That's what I learned today.
And that's thank awesome. God for that. That's yes. great.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness for space. I learned that if you want to make a cover album, I always thought to make a cover album, you just basically gave away for free because you couldn't take money, because I didn't realize you could actually go through websites to secure copyrights so you could actually make a cover. I never knew that until now. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it, but I love that there's an avenue.
You have an option.
So I thank Marta Hansen for that, very much for that new piece of information in my life.
She's great. That was fun.
She is wonderful. And yeah, again, if you missed any bit of the show tonight, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, listen to them anytime you would like. Hey, folks, let people know about us. Tell a friend, tell two friends, let them know that we are on the air here Monday through Friday on Civic Media. Love to have you back on this show. To all the people who got in touch with us, we appreciate it. But on behalf of Pete and myself, I want to say thank you to Dom, to Tucker, to engineering, to traffic, because without them, as we know, Pete, none of this stuff works.
Doesn't
I
happen.
Can't make it work. I can't make it Doesn't work. I can happen. Barely, I push these buttons, I get afraid. to everybody who did call or text or left a comment on the live stream, we really appreciate your interaction. We really appreciate the engagement. Again, I always say, without you, there is no us, so we really appreciate that. Marta Hansen, wonderful. Thank you so much for being in studio and playing that great cover of Karma Police by Radiohead. And folks, do not forget, next week, Monday, we will be talking to Dan Schaefer, who is the creator of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about Milwaukee Day, as well as his live event coming up next week. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's still great programming after we're out of here. And we'll see you all on Monday. If you haven't already, you have like 50 seconds. Text in the word FEST, F-E-S-T, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. Good luck to you. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. You guys have a great weekend. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.